Can I ask a question about that then? Why do most religions teach you that? This original sin, you're born and there's something very damaged about you. Why do so many religions, well, Christianity in particular, teach that fundamentally as soon as you're born, there is something very wrong and unworthy about you?
We're reaching for kind words. Part of it is because in your physical orientation, it's the what isness that our friend was talking about, the what is-itis. It's that what you're observing feels so real. And in your coming together and in your comparative experience is necessary because you have to know what you don't want in order to give birth to the new idea of what you do want. But in your comparative experience, early on, you begin trying to please them rather than closing this gap. And that religion is just a further extension of that. It goes like this. Mm-hmm. When I see you do that, I feel good. When I see you do that, I feel bad. So let's find a way to control the behavior. So it really is not so different than a bunch of people saying, if you want to be part of our club, then you have to do things that make us feel good when you do them.
Clear.
And so we'll be so bold as to say that religions, as you have described them, we don't believe they are all that way, but mm-hmm. those religions that are that way as you have described them mm-hmm. have been perpetuated by people who are disconnected from who they really are.
That makes sense.
As you get within the essence of religions, in other words, someone said to us the other day that Eastern religions are saying that wanting is not a healthy state of being. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, so Abraham, you keep telling us that desire is the calling forth of source energy, that it's the basis of the attraction of the eternal beingness that we all are. So how could there be religions that are saying that wanting is wrong? And we say, because someone wisely observed that they wanted something, that they were beating the drum of the absence of it. And in beating the drum of the absence of it, they didn't feel so good. And when they felt that they had found a way to stop wanting it, that discomfort went away. But we want to say all they did was release resistance. It's the releasing of resistance that you're all reaching for, not the releasing of desire.